I'm Wendy.
I'm Lori.
Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends.
Everybody, today on Hot Topics, Cool Friends, we're going to get real about juggling business and baby bottles. Today we have Sophie Garricky, owner of Astral Beauty Bar and Coffee Lounge, who's not only growing her dream business, but also raising her baby boy, Aries. He's so cute. And we have him with us today.
Yeah. Hi, Aries.
Welcome.
Yeah. Yes. I'm so glad you're both here today together. And he's just staring me down.
Mm-hmm. Also, Sophie is Wendy's daughter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so Aries is Wendy's grandbaby.
Yes. Yeah, I wanted Soph to come on to kind of tell us, you know, it just struck me. I'm thinking, you've got all this going on, and I think people want to know what it's like to start a business with a baby. You were pregnant when you started. And so maybe start at the beginning. Tell us how high school was and then what made you get into the esthetician business?
Well, in high school, I was always doing everyone's hair and makeup. That was me. I was that friend. And so then I went to school. Well, I graduated high school a year early because I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And I went to esthetician school in, what year was it? 2018?
18. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I graduated esthetician school a week before COVID. So mm-hmm. I didn't even get to work for that whole year that we were shut down. But yeah, that's really
how it started. Yeah, because that year, you tried it at the...
I worked for probably a month, and then we got shut down.
Yeah, I remember meeting in the parking lot just to kind of get to know people, and you had to sit in a parking lot 6 feet apart, like whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I remember. Yes.
So then you were there for a while, and then you went to Napoleon.
Well, no, I went to the Groove.
Yes, you did. Oh, my God. What is wrong with my brain?
I went to the Groove, a year.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. Remember, when we opened up the store, we had a back room. Uh-huh. Those of you who've been in the store, the back room's now gone. But we had that back room, and that's where Sophie did her esthetician and facial work there.
Mm-hmm.
And
it worked. I got real busy there.
You did. They mm-hmm. loved you. Savannah loved you. But looking now at our place, like, you look at it and go, how did she fit in here?
That's the thing. As each year went by, I kept growing. Everything had to get bigger and bigger.
Everything had to get bigger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I went to Napoleon.
Yes.
And I was in Napoleon for 2.5 years, about three. I was very busy there as well.
Mm-hmm. And when did you realize you'd like, this is it? I always knew you were going to get to this part of having your own business and not mm-hmm. and having people work basically for you or with you, you know. But when did you know you're like, that's it, I'm done?
I think I'm just a bossy girl.
That's all right.
Boss babe.
And I want everything my own, and I don't want to have to ask anyone for anything.
I wonder where you get
you
that
do.
From.
Yeah, I do too.
I can't imagine who you take after.
So I feel like I just...
Yeah. And the building was the building that she's in now. It worked out.
He loves it.
He loves the building.
And he is there quite
all the
often
time.
With
you.
So, yeah. What was it like opening the business and having him on your hip 90% of the time? And you were breastfeeding and all the things. Right? That was hectic, but
it was hectic.
It worked out.
But yeah, it did work out. It helps being the boss and being able to do actually whatever
on your
I
own
want.
Time. Yeah. And mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell us about the coffee shop, how that came about, because, you know, you never ran a coffee shop business before.
No, I've never worked in a restaurant or anything, but when I was pregnant, I craved coffee. That's all I wanted was coffee, but like the good, cute, pretty, delicious coffees.
Lattes.
So, I came up with the whole recipe of all these coffees, and then that building came to surface. Okay, and I was like, wow, one side could be a coffee shop, one side could be a spa. Why not? Mm-hmm. So that's really how it happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's adorable in there.
Yeah, because who doesn't want to get their hair done and sip on a coffee or whatever?
What would you say is the biggest thing you've learned so far, or that you didn't know anything about? Well, there's a lot, but...
Like
the beginning of the health department.
It's a lot of health department stuff. And it's different counties, too. It's not just the county you're in, which is interesting. You get a lot of certificates. You have to have a lot of certificates. I had to take a class to be, like, a manager a real manager. I had to take a whole day long class and exam for it. Yeah, just little things
and
like
that. Inspections and all the things that we learned.
Yeah, lots of inspections. You have to have certain lighting. Like, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, yeah. The lot. The lights have to be a certain.
But
there's like an API. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But the building that we moved into, it already had a lot of that done, which made it perfect.
Yeah. Had a little help from your brothers.
Yeah.
A lot of help from all the brothers, actually.
A lot.
Yes. From watching Aries to giving you equipment.
And my sister.
And your sister. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. She's a nanny. And she works
there. And barista, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And grandma.
And grandma.
Well, yeah.
He'll call, what do you, Gigi? What is he
hasn't decided what he's calling me yet. What are you going to call me?
Yeah, no.
Silence. Yes. What advice would you have to give other people? Start with the esthetician business. Because I know people have come to you and asked for different ideas.
I think it's all about originality and being yourself and doing what you like. Because if you do that, then people will be drawn to you because it feels authentic.
Good tip.
Yeah, I just think you should just be yourself.
That's a very good tip for
especially every business. In a small town, because there could be a lot of us in the area, and then people are like, oh, well, she's doing the same thing she's doing, but it's different. I don't know if that makes sense.
It totally does. We get it with hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We understand. You can't. It's nice you can, you know, rearrange your schedule if you need to with having a child. And but it's not easy.
No.
Mm-mm, it's not. You got to have a good support system. Yeah, what's a typical day like?
Well, yeah, you can explain that too. But even going back to the why you did it, I think a lot of people wanting to start businesses, especially either being pregnant or having a newborn, are so afraid to take that step. And it's seemed to be successful for you. And like, what advice would you have for them to whether or not to do it, you know?
I think it's easy to not want to want help, but take all the help you can get. That's what I gotta say. Because, I mean, my family helped me a lot in every single way. I mean, I live with my mother, so that helps a lot.
It does help.
Yeah, so I don't want people to think that I did it all on my own, because I didn't. I had a lot of help.
Yes.
Yeah.
And most people do, but you're right. They don't. You don't know that on the outside.
Right.
It's a lot of people have a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of good places to go for help. I mean, you know, SBA, you know, just different places. Look at him.
I think it's so... I guess I would say it would be a good idea because you can make your own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of women have a baby and they work for someone else and they take this short maternity leave and then they have to send the baby off to daycare.
And they're working to pay for daycare.
For daycare. Yeah. So this way you can have your own business and raise your own baby. You know, you can be the one raising your baby.
Yeah.
So,
what's some of the biggest things, hurdles that you've come up with lately? I mean, we know we had our first grumpy customer, but...
You want me to tell the
story?
Sure,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't even working. It was my little sister working, but it was a Saturday, and Saturdays are always very busy. But this lady comes in, and, well, first of all, our drinks, when it comes to coffee, we're like, iced is our specialty. We're not, we're still learning how to make the hot drinks hot, you know. And this lady comes in, and she's like, I would like a hot drink, 190 degrees hotter than normal. Like, okay.
That's a red flag right there.
Right there would be like, I'm sorry, visit the coffee shop.
Yeah, so we're like, okay, we'll do that for you. So basically you have to heat up the milk twice to do that. And when you're heating up milk that hot, it gets to be like 400 degrees, which you're boiling milk at that point. And she was like, I can't have any bubbles or foam in my milk. So I was like, well, you just asked me to boil your milk. Like, you're going to have bubbles in it. And she's like, I've owned a coffee shop before. Can you just scrape it off for me? And it was just like, okay. We were very busy. She cut in line in front of everyone. She left and came back to tell us to scrape off her bubbles. And I was like, this is something, I told her, I was like, this is something you could do yourself. And maybe next time you can go somewhere else, because clearly we can't make your hot drinks how you want it. And she's, that was basically the story. She was like, I will go somewhere else. And I'm like, okay, good.
Sometimes you just can't put up with, you know.
No.
You don't have to in business.
No, but. And then when it's your own place, it's like.
Right? You agree?
Yeah, it's you choose who's in there.
Yeah, I always like that about working for myself.
Yeah.
Because you get to choose who you work with instead of being thrown in a job with someone maybe you don't connect with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
course, Wendy and I just threw ourselves together, not really knowing how that was going to work.
Yeah.
We were so blessed.
Yes.
Like, seriously mm-hmm. blessed.
Mm-hmm. She's blessed, too. She's got her sister.
I got my best friend, Josie.
Yeah. Yep. She's got a good team of girls, you know, esthetician, masseuse, nails, hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because at the point where someone would maybe join your team that didn't work out, you're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's mm-hmm. what's nice, I think, about being the boss,
mm-hmm.
being an entrepreneur, all that fun stuff.
Yes.
Do you see yourself wanting to expand or get a second location or
no.
something bigger? No?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I like it how it is.
I do too. She's got really calming music in there too.
I have been there.
Yeah, you
I
have.
Actually drove an hour.
She did.
To go because I felt so bad I hadn't been able to go on you know, two previous events.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, I was like, oh, I can go.
Yes.
I can go. So I went and I had a flight of coffee, which was really cool how you go to a bar and you get a flight of wine or whatever. And it was just delicious. And they were foo-foo-y and I loved it.
Yes.
And it was
We should have brought some. I thought on the way we should have brought everybody one. I know. Next time. Because she's going to have to come back to tell us, you know, how it's going in the 6 to 8 month return period. And
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
So if people want to find you on social media, how mm-hmm. would they go about that?
Well, our Instagram is Astral Beauty Bar. You can also Google us. We'll pop up on Google. Both Astral Beauty Bar and Astral Coffee Lounge will pop up on Google. Facebook, we're Astral Beauty Bar by Sophie G. Oh, yeah, our website mm-hmm. is astralbeautybar.com. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, will you come back? Wait. Laura, are you going to ask her the question?
Sophie.
Yeah.
This wouldn't be for your mom. This would be for me. Why would you consider yourself my cool friend?
Why would I consider myself your
cool friend?
Why
are you our cool friend?
I know. Everybody pauses.
Let's see here. I mean, I'm related to you.
You have no choice.
Cool enough?
You have no choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
You're related to her. You're not related. Well, you are related to me through choice.
That's what I was going to say, basically.
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
because I'm Aunt Lori.
Yes, Aries. Yeah, he loves you.
He does.
Yeah.
He usually isn't that outgoing with.
He likes those
people.
Glasses.
Is that it?
You like Lori's big glasses? Does
yes.
she need windshield wiper fluid on them?
Perfect on cue.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Aries, do you have anything to say?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So cute.
Joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends, I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Piper, our executive producer,
and Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to WGTE.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.